Lisa's going to bring in our esteemed guest here who's read all 2,702 pages of the infrastructure bill. And Lisa, what you don't know, and I think, Lisa, you're too young to remember this.
Oh, here we go.
But 742 of the 2,702 pages is a running tally of the stories of when the King children were left in the car over decades.
In the hot cars?
Sometimes it got a little hot, but it used to be routine to leave the offspring in the car. Did that that never happen to you, right?
Fully transparent. I grew up in the city. I grew up taking the subway.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
I mean, cars.
We're talking about, drunk drivers, and we're talking about something serious, which is young kids in hot cars.
And metrics and little tools, digital tools to tell parents when their kid is in the car to prevent that from happening. Liliana Byington is our correspondent for hot car issues. From Bloomberg Government. She's a transportation reporter covering all things infrastructure. Liliana, please save us here in our discussion about hot cars. The 2,702-page infrastructure bill, how big of a hurdle does it have to not get passed this week by the Senate?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. You know, like you said, after we had so many back and forth negotiations, we finally have this massive 2,702-page bill, and we're seeing, a lot of positive movement with this bipartisan package. There are going to be a lot of amendments this week introduced, but the Senate and Majority Leader Schumer is pretty confident that he can move it through.
Right.
But we still have a vote ahead, and then there's a lot of hurdles after that as well. So we're not out of the woods yet.
I'm doing the simple math here, and 30 or 40 kids tragically dying each year in hot cars, this is not funny. Is that something that is decided by amendment? I mean, who makes a decision on something that narrow on an infrastructure bill?
Right. This infrastructure bill has a lot of policy throughout the bill because it's also a surface transportation reauthorization. So it's authorizing all these programs with a lot of policy in there. And in there is a lot of safety programs, like you mentioned. So this would mandate, after a few years, a rule that would issue mandatory technology to detect drunk drivers and a system to detect whether or not you look in your back seat to check if you left a child there. And those, it's very general language within the bill, so there would have to be more specific requirements later on. But those are in the bill right now, so they would be moving forward with the whole package if it gets
Liliana, what are the most controversial parts of this plan? I mean, I imagine that it's not that controversial to prevent drunk driving or prevent people from inadvertently harming their children. Are there areas that are incredibly controversial at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing one of the areas where a lot of advocates are saying that this doesn't really do enough when it comes to a measure to combat children being left in cars, because it just tells you to check your back seat. It would have a reminder that you'd have to check your back seat, whereas a bill in the House makes sure that the technology would have to tell you if there's actually someone sitting there. So it would be more of a heavy lift for auto manufacturers to have to put in that technology. But those are kind of the differences right now. But, you're not seeing a lot of pushback from trying to protect, drunk driving or kids left in cars.
We got to leave it there. We're running out of time. But Liliana Byington, thank you so much for joining us.